I can tell you night after night that all things exist in the human imagination. And I can tell you that man is all imagination, and God is man, and exists in us and we in him. That the eternal body of man is the imagination, and that is God himself. That is the divine body we call Jesus Christ in Scripture. And because of previous training, we may question that or hesitate to, well, take it seriously. Tonight, I hope I can show you through stories how true this is. You may never really lose yourself to the extent that I wish you would, but nevertheless, I'll tell you. Last Saturday, a friend of mine in from New York, she came in during the week and she was here on Friday. And I invited her to dinner on Saturday with a few other friends of hers out here. She called during the day and asked if she could come early. Could she come at 4 instead of 5 when I invited them? That she had things to tell me. And they would not understand it. And she would feel ill at ease in the presence of others in discussing these things. Now let me go back a little while with this lady. I met her here in this city 20-odd years ago. She was a beautiful young woman, about 30, a model. She had bought a little home for her parents, and she was paying off the mortgage. And she said to me then, this is now 20-odd years ago, I've always dreamed of going to Paris, and I really don't have the money. I have enough in the bank to go tourist and live for just 1 week.